Boy, I'm glad we got a chance to get away from the conference and come see this place.
You aren't kidding, and I've always wanted to check this place out. This is hugely historically significant.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Fine. Good. How are you?
Welcome to the Alamo. What brings you out of San Antonio?
Well, we're here attending the JUICE Spatial Intelligence Conference and wanted to get some more information about the Alamo.
Yeah, we're interested because this is a really historical and strategic place, and the Texans decided on this place specifically to make their stand. Can you tell us why?
It's because there were two main forts that occupied the south end of Texas. One of them was Goliath. The second one was the Alamo. In order for the Mexican army to make the way into Texas and further up north, they had to first conquer these two forts before they can do any major damage and set an example to the rest of the people who were rebelling against the Mexican government.
Awesome. Awesome.
Very interesting.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your time.
No problem.
So this visit to the Alamo gives us a great opportunity to introduce you to the next part of the course, which is Geospatial Intelligence Applications for National Security. And I'm really pleased that I've got my friend Dave Walton here, who's got some background in this area.
Thanks, Mark. I'm a Penn State employee. I'm currently serving as the Geographic Information Systems Manager for the training site at Fort Indiantown Gap, Pennsylvania. I have a background in geographic information systems. I was also an officer in the first Gulf War and have since gained a background in special operations. And I try to use that special operations background in some of the analyses that I do while I work at Fort Indiantown Gap.
So for this next part of the course on geospatial intelligence for national security, we're going to use Lowenthal's book to take a look at how geospatial intelligence fits into the larger intelligence community. We're going to take a look at the ethics of what's involved in this. We're going to take a look at the various disciplines to include collection, production and analysis, and dissemination. We're going to look at some policy things. We're then going to transition into a case study where we look at geospatial intelligence and Operation Enduring Freedom, Iraqi Freedom, as well as the Global War on Terrorism, a.k.a. the Long War. Really looking forward to it, and I think we're going to have a good time. So, Dave, I'm thinking we should go check this place out.
Let's go.
All right.